Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today we are going to be studying day two of our business article for the month of February. Yesterday we talked about some new developments in the world of cars. Today we are going to be shifting to a new industry, and that is the internet retailing industry. And one of the biggest giants in that industry that many of us, I'm sure, are familiar with is Alibaba. And they have made quite a splash in the world of internet retailing, but there are some new plans in the works. What are they? Well, we'll talk about that later. But first, let me welcome my friends back. First, Simon, how are you today?
I'm doing okay today.
Well, it's always great to have you here for our business articles. You always have some interesting insights to share.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and we have Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, I'm glad to be back as well.
Yeah, all right. Do either of you do any online shopping?
Yes, most of my shopping is actually online these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you shop?
Mostly like Western companies, and one of the biggest reasons I do the online shopping is that they ship to me here.
They do.
And so it makes getting stuff that's familiar pretty easy.
Like what? What companies?
You can think about Amazon, which we mention in this article. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't ship everything to you, but there's lots of companies. My wife uses ASOS.
Okay.
ASOS, I don't know how you say that, mm-hmm. in England.
Uh-huh.
I use a company called Mountain Equipment Co-op.
Mm-hmm. Is it expensive?
They ship stuff.
The shipping?
The shipping can be more expensive, so what I tend to do is wait until big deals or clearance stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then I buy the stuff actually fairly cheap, and then it comes out about the same with the shipping.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Linda?
And I'm kind of the opposite. I don't really buy that much stuff online.
Why not?
I don't know. I've just never been an
online
shopper.
Are you trying to buck
shopper.
The trend?
No, I just never got into online shopping, although I have bought more stuff online recently.
Mm-hmm.
I will buy off of a U.S. website and then have it sent to someone who's coming here. So
yes,
I avoid that expensive shipping cost.
Yeah, but then you're kind of at the mercy of, you know, timing it just right where it doesn't get there so early that, you know, maybe it's just sitting there for several months.
Well, if it's clothes or something like that, then that's okay.
Yeah.
But not perishables,
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. 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 I've brought stuff back from you for you.
Yes, you have. And yes. Thank you for that.
Wow.
I was her courier service.
That
I should have charged.
Great. You should have charged.
I should have charged.
It was just an envelope with cards in it.
Mm.
But yes, it was still very helpful to have
yes.
you bring that over.
Yes. So today we're going to be talking about one of the biggest giants, as I said, in this industry, and that is Alibaba. Have either of you used Alibaba before?
No, I don't think either of us have. And it's interesting because before we started recording, I'll let the listeners in on this, we were talking about how we're all kind of afraid of this online retailer.
No offense, Mr. Ma Yun. No offense.
I didn't say I was afraid, and I actually said a lot of my friends, because I used to live in Hangzhou, where actually Ma Yun is from.
Mm-hmm.
I actually used to teach at the university where he went.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I wouldn't be afraid to use it. It's just,
I'm afraid. I'll get that out there. I'm afraid right now. When I think about this online seller, I think about buying 300,000 computer chips for 30 cents each, and 70% of them don't work, and then you can't get your money back. That's how I feel about this
In
company.
In what context would you be buying 300,000 computer chips?
Well, that's my point, I guess. I think of it as a retailer for people who have businesses and are looking to find, like, cheap components or
right.
things like that. I don't really think of it as a company that you go on to buy a tie.
Right.
But at the same time, that's maybe a little unfair and maybe a little outdated, because this is the company that came up with Singles Day, right?
Yes.
Which is basically where everybody goes on and buys themselves a gift.
Right.
Everybody exactly. except those of us who are married.
That's right. Yes.
Because we don't have
Which is why I didn't get this whole idea. I was like, what is so big about November 11th? I'm not understanding. Oh.
That's because we've been married the whole time. November 11th
well,
has been a thing.
It's been around before they established it as a shopping day. Like, that's been,
yeah.
like, a, you know.
The whole thing just makes me feel sad.
Yes.
Let's
say what you want, but Mr. Ma has done an amazing job, right?
Yes,
and
he has.
And he is a viable and very successful businessman. So say what you want about the company, but he's done pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And it's a huge company that really does sell to individuals who want to buy all kinds of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into our article. And our article is on page 15 of your Advanced magazine. So if you've got your magazine or your mobile device, you can join us now.
Alibaba tech chief says Chinese company is looking far beyond retail. Alibaba is perhaps best known in the U.S. as one of the largest e-commerce companies in the world and an international rival to Amazon.com. But Alibaba's chief technology officer, Jeff Zhang, says it is also one of the best big data companies in the world, with a scale of business that generates vast amounts of data and tentacles that reach into everything from social media to financing and payment, navigation to digital entertainment. Getting a leading edge on the competition. That's our competitive edge compared to other technology companies, Zhang said to a crowd of about 300 engineers, mostly Chinese-speaking, at a Seattle-area hotel. We have different kinds of data. Drawing not only from Alibaba Group's own e-commerce platforms, but also companies it has a stake in, such as Sina Weibo, the microblogging site similar to Twitter, and Ant Financial, finance and payments. We possess all these data from our ecosystem, he said through an interpreter. It's rich and diverse.
All right, so as we said earlier, Alibaba is a very well-known e-commerce company, and it is an international, some people consider it an international rival to Amazon.com. What do you think about that phrase, Simon?
Well, obviously this term international rival just means it's a competitor from the international space, so not just in one country, but in many countries. But to be honest, I think that might be a bit dated too. My understanding is that Alibaba is actually way bigger than Amazon, right? So maybe not a rival, maybe a giant threat to poor little Amazon.
Yeah, well, I think there's different ways to measure that, right? So you can measure it in terms of the number, sheer number of products they offer, or you can measure it in terms of profit, okay, or how well known it is. Okay, so definitely it is a competitor in e-commerce world. And we hear from Jeff Zhang. Who is Jeff Zhang?
He is Alibaba's chief technology officer.
The CTO. Okay, yeah. And what does he say?
Well, he basically describes the company as being a big data company, and that might be surprising to some of our listeners,
right?
Because usually we think of companies like Google and Facebook as being big data companies.
Right.
We know they don't charge for their services, but that's because they're collecting all kinds of data on us and using it for their, you know, secretive ad businesses and things like that.
Yes.
But we might be surprised to find out that the same is true of Alibaba.
Right.
And we might be surprised because we're actually paying for things we're buying on that platform.
Yeah. Okay, so just for the sake of our listeners, what is big data? We've talked about big data on Advanced before, but for those who weren't here for those articles, can one of you explain what is big data?
Big data basically means they're collecting information on everything you do, and using some very, very advanced mathematics to
algorithms.
Analyze that data and figure out the best way to sell you things or predicting what you're going to do or what you'll like or what you won't like, things like that.
Right, yeah. And so basically, you know, they can measure things like, what are you clicking on? You know, and they can base, you know, okay, so this is a person who is between the ages of 30 and 35, and he's a male, and he is looking at these things as opposed to these other things. And how long is he looking at each item, right? And all this information is getting collected, and it's being put through a computer system, and they're able to make predictions based on that. I don't know if people have noticed lately that Facebook ads and Google ads have been more kind of geared towards you. Because, like, for me,
right.
You know, like, I'll maybe be on an e-commerce site looking at a product. And then I'll click over to Facebook. And the next thing you know, that very thing that I was looking at is
pops
now
up,
popping up on Facebook. That's all big data right there. And I like this term here. It says the vast amount that this business generates vast amounts of data and tentacles that reach into everything. I think that is a very apt description.
That's right. When we think about an octopus's, I don't know what you'd call it, arms,
octopi,
legs.
Yeah. Right. Oh, an octopus's, yes.
An octopus's arms or legs are actually called tentacles.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so the idea here is that it's like this giant monster that's reaching an arm or a leg into every little part of your life.
I don't know if they, you know, want to have the image of a monster, but definitely long-reaching arms.
Yes.
Well, the company might not like it, but the writer here is definitely suggesting that there is a monster reaching its arms into your life.
And it's true. I mean, think like I just described on Facebook and Google, mm-hmm. right? The ads and YouTube even, right? There are ads and they are specifically geared towards things that they know that you've looked at in the past or that you're that you might be interested in. And it connects not just to social media, but also financing and payment mm-hmm. and navigation to digital entertainment. So they have their tentacles in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
All right. So the next section here, it says getting a leading edge on the competition. What are we referring to when we talk about the leading edge on something?
Well, that's just means that you're in the most advanced position or at the forefront of your industry or area. And here it's the leading edge on the competition. So
right.
they're ahead of the
right.
competition.
Yeah. So we have the idea of the leading edge and a competitive edge. So a competitive edge just means you have an advantage over your other competitors, right? You have an advantage over people who are your rivals, people you are competing against. So they have a competitive edge compared to other technology companies, right? So what is that competitive edge that John talks about?
Well, I think it's basically the range of data they have. So he says here specifically, we have different kinds of data. And that data is not only drawn from their online e-commerce, but also from other companies that they are connected to.
Right. So we have examples here of Sina Weibo and Ant Financial. So these are not e-commerce websites, but they do have a stake in these companies, which basically means that they have invested in them. And they have involvement with these companies, and they can draw information from these companies as well.
That's right. And that's what that term have a stake in means. It means they own part of it.
Yeah. You know, it just kind of makes me wary of everything I do on the internet now.
Yeah, you should be.
Because
we all should be.
The giant monster tentacles that are reaching into every part of your life.
I mean, everyone, basically anything you're doing on the internet is being tracked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
things that you're interested in, they gather all that information and then they do things with it. And they possess all these data from our ecosystem, he said through an interpreter. It's rich and diverse.
And it's interesting that he uses the word ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause an ecosystem is a natural environment or something that, yeah, that's natural. But to me, the internet is not natural.
We've used that term for a long time, though, when we're talking about physical products, like mm-hmm. the Apple ecosystem, right?
Right?
So, for example, your iPhone can sync to your, you know, I don't know, mm-hmm. your MacBook can sync
your
to
iPad.
Your iPad. Yeah, yeah, your mm-hmm. online cloud drive, things like that.
Yes.
So we've used that for a long time with things that are physical.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I guess we're just talking about data in the same sort of way.
That's right. All right, well, let's finish up our article and see what else we can learn about Alibaba and their plans for the future.
A strong presence. Alibaba remains a giant in e-commerce, reporting $15.7 billion in revenue and $11 billion in profit last year. Unlike Amazon, which mostly sells directly to consumers and does some hosting of third-party merchants on its sites, Alibaba's e-commerce platforms mainly act as middlemen between buyers and sellers. Like Amazon, it's also focused on providing cloud infrastructure to businesses with AliYun, Alibaba Cloud. A top technology priority for Alibaba, Zhang said, is data processing and analytics. Keeping an eye on the future. In his speech, Zhang talked of other technologies the company is paying attention to, including augmented reality and virtual reality, AR and VR, voice recognition, and artificial intelligence. Our strategy encompasses a wide range of fields. It's way beyond traditional e-commerce, Zhang said. What's the real breakthrough? Is it a driverless car? Is it AR/VR? He asked. We're still exploring, and there's no clear answer. In the end, it will depend on which company can leverage it to achieve scale.
So as we've been saying, Alibaba is a giant in the world of e-commerce, and we see just how big of a giant it is. So last year, how much money did this company make?
Well, they reported they had $15.7 billion in revenue.
And $11 billion of that was in profit.
Yeah.
So they got to keep $11 billion.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. And unlike Amazon, which mostly sells directly to consumers and does some hosting of third-party merchants on its sites, what does Alibaba do?
Well, it mostly hosts other merchants. So it says here they act as middlemen between buyers and sellers. And so a middleman is kind of the host of the party that the buyers and sellers are at.
Right. So Alibaba is kind of more like if... some older listeners might know, remember eBay, right? Mm-hmm. So that idea of eBay was kind of a platform where people could post products and put it on there and then, you know.
Or Yahoo Auctions.
Or Yahoo Auctions.
For taking a more local
example. But those were individual items. Alibaba is more on a grander scale, right? So you can buy more, you can buy things in bulk even, and so they have a broad range of products on there. And
And that's basically why I mentioned buying computer chips, right? Because unlike something like Amazon where it's actually like being in a store except it's online.
Yeah.
You can connect directly to producers of things, like factories, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So you can maybe get products like you could get in a store, but you can also run your business.
Right. Yeah.
Through this site.
Yeah. And Amazon, another part of Amazon's business model is that they provide cloud infrastructure. What is that? What are we referring to?
Well, when you want to set up your own web business, if you want to store data or you want to have servers host your website, things like that, Amazon and also Alibaba offer services that allow you to do that. So instead of running your own servers in your basement, you can basically just use theirs.
Right, yeah. And it's interesting, we always talk about the cloud, so oftentimes, a lot of times, we think of this information being stored somewhere up in the sky, right? But there's actually a computer somewhere, a physical computer somewhere.
Yeah. Your data isn't actually in the cloud. Yeah.
Right. That's so, and I think it's a clever name. They have AliYun, right? AliYun, which is in Chinese just means the Alibaba Cloud. So, this is a huge priority for the Alibaba company, and they want to focus on data processing and analytics. And this is big money, right? This is all that Google does. Google does data processing, and it does analytics, right?
Yeah, so it's like they're adding a Google layer onto Amazon.
So apparently, $11 billion in profit isn't enough for them.
Yeah.
They want to reach their tentacles even further and earn even more money, not just earn in the e-commerce world. They also want to enter into the data processing analytics and the cloud infrastructure world. But they're not going to stop there. They're keeping an eye on the future. Now, when we are keeping an eye on something, what are we talking about?
We're keeping a close watch on something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're keeping a close watch on the future, right? So they're trying to, as any good business would do, they're looking at new and upcoming trends, and they're paying attention to other technologies that are on the rise, including what?
Well, they say augmented reality and virtual reality. And those are things we're pretty familiar with here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
AR and VR.
Right, AR and VR. So augmented reality, many of you might remember and might still be playing the game Pokemon Go, right? That was more of the AR aspect. So it involved aspects of the real world, but also included computing technology. So it kind of augmented your reality.
And that's really what those two words mean. So when they say reality, they're talking about the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And that word augmented means added to or extra.
Right. And then virtual reality is where you're actually immersing yourself in a whole other world.
Like a fake world,
yes,
that's been created for you.
Computer generated, yes. All right. And not only that, they're also looking into voice recognition. The most famous one is, what, Siri, right? And some people have what they call...
Maybe infamous.
Yes.
It depends.
Infamous.
Yeah. Infamous meaning famous for a bad reason.
Right.
Yeah.
And artificial intelligence. What are we referring to there?
Well, that's basically when computers are mimicking thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think it's important to note here, though, we were talking about keeping an eye on and paying attention to,
mm-hmm.
and there is a difference between that and focusing on something.
Right.
Like we've been talking about how Alibaba is focusing on these different businesses.
Yeah.
Keeping an eye on something isn't the same as focusing on it. It really just means you're kind of, you want to be aware of what's happening with that,
yeah,
without actually trying to do anything about it,
right,
yet.
But with the intention of eventually focusing on one.
Well, yeah. If I guess the idea is you want to see which one's going to be successful and then jump in and focus on
right,
that one.
So you want to keep tabs on. You want to kind of, just like you said, be aware of what's going on in those areas. Because these are up-and-coming industries.
Technologies, yeah,
right? So you want to be aware. And if this is something that is kind of striking a trend, you want to jump in right away. And you can. So they're looking to expand, basically. They're not satisfied staying just in the e-commerce world, the buying and selling, right? So now they want to expand into other technologies. So the question here that Zhang asks is, what is the real breakthrough? Is it a driverless car, right? We talked yesterday about the autonomous vehicle where you don't actually need to have a driver. Right? Is mm-hmm. it AR or VR? So they're still exploring. There's no clear answer yet. But you can be sure that whenever there is a clear answer, they'll be ready to jump right in. Right?
Yeah, and this is in a lot of ways a pretty common problem where technology, sort of the research in technology,
right,
I guess you could say, outdistances business.
Right.
So the technology develops to a point where business people aren't really sure what to do with it yet.
Yeah.
And you have to sort of develop the models and the
right,
projects. And
yeah,
that's really what they're talking
yeah,
about here.
And like we said earlier, Alibaba is very poised to be able to kind of decipher and kind of figure out what the coming trends are, right? They have all this big data. They have all this information that they can draw from. And they can keep an eye on what are people researching? What are people interested in? What are people looking to develop? And what are even companies working on, right? So they can kind of keep an eye on this. We have a sidebar here. Can you read that for us, Simon?
Sure. It's called A Concentrated Effort. Zhang said in the interview that the company is still concentrating its cloud efforts on Chinese businesses for the time being, saying the opportunity there is large. We don't have specific international plans yet, he added.
All right, so this is specifically referring to the cloud infrastructure branch of their business, and they're just focusing on the Chinese businesses right now because the Chinese market is up and coming, and it is growing, and it is developing, and so it is definitely a big opportunity there. So the end of our article, it says, in the end, Zhang says, it will depend on which company can leverage it to achieve scale. Okay? So, you know, as any good business goes, they are keeping their eye on coming trends, and they're looking to make shifts and adjustments as these new marketplaces open up and these new technologies open up. All right. Well, I hope that you found this article to be interesting and that you learned a little bit more about Alibaba and what it is planning to do. Again, not saying anything positive or negative about this company, but, you know, it has had some success. So, yeah, definitely a company to be looking out for and to be on the watch out for. All right, friends, thanks for joining us. We have one more day on this article. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about mapping and mapping apps and what they can do for us. So we hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Take care, friends.
Bye.
Bye.